In local obituaries this morning, Mr. Vernon John Graves, age 87, of Florida, formerly of Taylor County, died Friday in Florida. He is survived by his children and spouses, all of Illinois, Florida, and Arkansas, three sisters of Indiana, 10 grandchildren, 14 great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Vernon John Graves will be this morning at 11 o'clock at the Lion DeWitt Funeral Home with burial in the Green River Memorial Baptist Church Cemetery. Mr. James Joseph Bill Cox, age 52, of Lebanon, died Sunday at Springview Hospital. He is survived by his wife, Barbara Cox, two daughters and one son, Billy Shively of Finley, Shirley Johnson of Louisville, and James Howard Cox of Springfield, two brothers, Pete and Robert Cox, both of Lebanon, five sisters, Mary Cox, Joyce Watson, and Cinderella Vannis of Lebanon, Barbara Vannis and Dorothy Cox of Campbellsville, four grandchildren. Funeral services for James Joseph Bill Cox will be this afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Campbell DeWitt Funeral Home in Lebanon with burial in the Old Liberty Cemetery at Bradfordsville. Mr. Leo Coffey, age 72, of Greensburg, died Wednesday at Jane Todd Crawford Hospital. He is survived by his wife, Callie Elizabeth Coffey, one son and daughter-in-law, CJ and Loretta Coffey of Greensburg, one daughter and son-in-law, Joan and Donnie York of Greensburg, five grandchildren, three great-grandchildren, four brothers and three sisters-in-law, William Fats and Coral Coffey, Carlos and Lorraine Coffey of Greensburg, Lincoln and Alice Coffey of Hardyville, and Roger Coffey of Horse Cave, two sisters and a brother-in-law, Shirley and Charles Bryan of Horse Cave, and Genevieve Dunn of Glasgow. Funeral services for Leo Coffey will be this afternoon at 1 o'clock Central Time at the Coward and Paired Funeral Home in Greensburg with burial in the Macedonia Cemetery. Mrs. Ruby Mae Lampkin, age 67, of Raywig, died Monday in Louisville. Survivors include her husband, Howard Bertrand Doc Lampkin, her mother, Mary Agnes Nelson Whitlock of Campbellsville, three daughters, Darlene Hayden, Carol Garrett, and Barbara Gooden, all of Lebanon, six sons, David, Joe, Philip, Jackie, Michael, and Danny Lampkin, all of Raywig, five sisters, Gladys Mattingly of Campbellsville, Pearl McCauley, Aline Stovall, and Sarah Buckman, all of Raywig, and Connie Jean Smith of Mount Sherman, three brothers, Donnie Whitlock of St. Francis, Rusty Whitlock of Campbellsville, Roger Whitlock of Raywick, 11 grandchildren, one great-grandson. Funeral Mass for Ruby Mae Lampkin will be Thursday morning at 10 o'clock at the St. Francis Xavier Catholic Church at Raywick with burial in the church cemetery. The family requests visitation after 2 o'clock this afternoon at the Mattingly Funeral Home in Loretta. Prayer services will be held at 7 o'clock tonight at the funeral home. Mr. Wendell King, age 69, of Elkhorn Road, Campbellsville, died Monday at Taylor Regional Hospital after an illness. He is survived by his wife, Elizabeth Sue King, two sons and daughters-in-law, Richard and Lisa King of Elkhorn, David and Phyllis King of Niffley, two daughters and sons-in-law, Anna and Pete Gabart of Elkhorn, Rebecca and Robert Beard of Niffley, 13 grandchildren, two great-grandchildren, one sister, Hilma Gay Noel of Campbellsville. Funeral services for Wendell King will be Thursday morning at 11 o'clock at the Lion DeWitt Funeral Home with burial in the Chapel Cemetery. The family requests visitation after 5 o'clock this afternoon at the Lion DeWitt Funeral Home. Mr. Ovi Davenport, age 87, of Elizabethtown, died Monday at Jewish Hospital in Shelbyville. He is survived by his wife, Vera Jeffries Davenport, two daughters and one son of Louisville and Brandenburg, 10 grandchildren, 12 great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Ovi Davenport will be Thursday afternoon at 1 o'clock Central Time at the Coward and Paired Funeral Home in Greensburg with burial in the Davenport Cemetery. The family requests visitation after 4 o'clock this afternoon at the Coward and Paired Funeral Home. Masonic services will be held at 7 o'clock tonight at the funeral home. Mr. Philip Pierce, age 84, of Louisville, died Monday in Louisville. Survivors include his wife, Norma Jean Landis Pierce, formerly of Greensburg, three daughters, all of North Carolina, three grandchildren. Funeral services for Philip Pierce will be Friday morning at 11 o'clock Central Time at the Summershade United Methodist Church with burial in the church cemetery with full military honors by the Marion County Veteran Honor Guard. The family requests visitation after 10 a.m. Friday at the church. The Coward and Parrot Funeral Home in Greensburg is in charge of the arrangements. I'm Greg Gribbins, WVLC News.